It's Mike and the Blaze Morning Show. How are you guys doing today? 899-1035 is our Blaze line number. Keep that handy because we got Keith Urban concert tickets up for grabs later on today, which will also get you qualified for that Blaze Hit Country Mega Ticket, which is officially going on sale Friday, but we got a special radio deal happening at 10 o'clock this morning, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later on. But I got several special guests here in the Blaze studio today with the Durham High School FFA. I've got Tom the advisor, who, if I don't talk to you, that's okay, Tom?
Yes, sir.
No problem. He says okay. I've got Brian, the president of the Durham FFA, and Bethany, the vice president of the Durham FFA. Welcome to the show. Can you guys just kind of pull that microphone a little bit closer to both of you there? And lean in. Don't be shy. You guys have a big event coming up here in a couple of weeks. Tell me about that, Bethany.
All right. We have our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's called Boots and Bow Ties, and it's on February 8th. And it just really helps us get money for conferences, trips, and equipment for our chapter. It starts at 5:30 is when our doors open, and we have a dinner of steak and potatoes, salad, and vegetables that starts at 6:30.
Okay. How many helpings can I have? Can I have several helpings?
Well, the ticket usually sells for one, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, if you're not a heavy eater.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brian, where's this at, and how long's this been going on?
Well, we have it held at the Durham Memorial Hall in Durham, and we've been doing this for about 10 years now.
Okay. There's a lot of involvement that goes in on putting this whole thing together. When do you start planning this whole thing?
Well, we've been planning it since our officer team got together earlier this year in like October. So
okay.
It's kind of a long process.
Do you guys have like hundreds of little minions who do your bidding and say, get some forks?
Kind of, yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your project with the FFA?
This year I'm raising a lamb for Silver Dollar Fair.
Okay, and you, Bethany, what do you got?
I'm raising a pig this year.
Did you name your animals?
Yeah, Booker T. Washington III.
Oh my God, nice. Does your lamb look like a Booker T. Washington III?
Yes, he does.
All right. How about, what's your pig's name?
I named my pig Panini.
Okay.
So hopefully one day she'll make a good sandwich, so.
Sure. You can aspire, Panini, to be a good sandwich. Now, a lot of people help you guys out. Some sponsors you want to mention is really coming through for you?
Yeah. At the Chico Locker, Dave Dewey really helped us out this year for the dinner that we're going to have. He helped provide a lot for us this year.
Okay, now, I love dinner, I love steak and all that, mm-hmm. but now the big thing, the idea that you're going to get some money out of this, right?
Yeah.
For the FFA.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got going on?
Well, we sell tickets for $25 each, and that pays for your dinner and your admittance into the fundraiser. We uh-huh. also have an auction table with tons of donations from people around the local area. And we also have our live dessert auction.
Uh-huh. Did you make any dessert?
Well, my mom definitely is getting ready to get into that kitchen and work up a storm. So
actually, she brought me a cake. What kind of cake is that?
That is a chocolate fudge heart attack on a plate cake right there.
That could be a dessert item right there.
Yeah.
What other things? Do you have some items that are going out, some prizes, things going out like that during the FFA? Oh, it's called the Boots and Bow Ties dinner, by the way.
Well, we also do a 50-50 raffle.
Aha.
And we have some door prizes that are made by our local ag.
Okay, I'm going to put the pressure on everybody who has been to this event before and maybe planning on this event. You said last year you guys raised in the neighborhood of how much?
$15,000.
$15,000. So that's the goal, folks. That is the goal. It is the Boots and Bow Ties dinner for the FFA, Durham FFA, February 8th. What time do we start again?
Doors open at 5:30.
And it's at where?
The Durham Memorial Hall.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this. If I want to get tickets, how do I get tickets?
We have local FFA members selling tickets, but you can also go to businesses in Durham like Tozier's, Napa Auto Parts, and the Vanilla Feed Star.
All big supporters of the Durham FFA.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming down, guys. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the event. We'll make sure we give everybody the heads up as we get closer to that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many
pieces of cake can I have in one sitting? Can I have more than one piece?
Whole thing.
Whole thing if I want. Oh, boy, the breakfast of champions. Luke, Brian, Carrie Underwood, they are coming up next on 103.5 The Blaze.
Hi, I'm Sabrina from Raley's. So you know you get real rewards from Raley's simply by shopping the way you shop, right? But did you know you can get even more rewards for getting a flu shot with us? We're talking 200 extra points just for getting a flu shot. swing by your Raley's Pharmacy. No appointment needed. You're in, you're out, and your family is protected. It's super easy. For pharmacy locations, visit Raley's.com. Raley's in Bel Air. For food, for family, for you.
The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your jeans. Day one, overalls. Is there a place for overalls? Sure, but it's not tractors you're looking to ride, is it? Day 14, skinny jeans. You're strutting down that sidewalk like you were raised on the catwalk.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast at a CVS near you.
What if you could get a reward for saving money?
And the award for bringing her lunch from home goes to Marsha.
A real acknowledgement of achieving your goal.
And in the category of cutting back to 3 lattes a week, the winner is Terry.
Then you would know the feeling of start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow from U.S. Bank. When you save $1,000, you'll get a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. And you'll get another $50 Rewards Visa card when you maintain your balance for a year. Because when you save money, you should get rewarded.
And now, the category you've been waiting for. Ultimate coupon clipping during an already frugal staycation.
Visit any branch or usbank.com/start or call 800-720-BANK and start saving automatically today. U.S. Bank. All of us serving you. Conditions and restrictions may apply. Program is subject to change. See the START program agreement or a banker for detailed information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's Mike and the Blaze Morning Show. Glad you could join us. 899-1035 is our Blaze line number. 741, this is Luke Bryan and Drink a Beer on 1035, The Blaze.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say. So I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walk-in led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan is kind of hard understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense. So I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. Drink a beer.
103.5 The Blaze. He did it once, and now he's going to do it again. What is the Donald up to now? 7:44, that's coming up next. Here's Carrie Underwood, and Before He Cheats on 103.5 The Blaze.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a few sticks, showing her how to shoot a combo. From a white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little cooped up four-wheel drive.
The Blaze. It's Mike and the Blaze Morning Show. Thanks so much for joining in today. North Valley weather looks like it's going to stay nice through the weekend. 72 today, 70 tomorrow, high 60s for, what is today? Friday, I guess, high 60s back up to about 70 for Saturday and Sunday. So I guess Donald Trump is coming up with his new plan to waste our time again. I don't know. Does the Republican Party really take Donald Trump really seriously? The Donald says he may be seeking the GOP presidential nomination for 2016. He wants to undo Barack Obama's legacy. Now, remember, Trump had toyed with the idea of running for the 2012 Republican nomination, but then he pulled out a few months before the primary, saying that he wasn't ready to leave the private sector. It looks like he's going to do the same thing again. He says, it's something I would certainly look at. Not saying I will. Not, you know, he's not saying he will. Not saying he won't. He's just got everybody kind of like, oh, Donald Trump, is he going to run? Should we focus our efforts there and not where they need to be? That's how I look at it. I'm just wondering, well, what were the ratings for Celebrity Apprentice this year? Were they down or something? Is that why he's doing this? Because he's a media hog, that is for sure. Anyway.